Election season is here. Please don't turn this off. All kidding aside, the early voting window in Watauga County is open, and we've got all of the details for you about where to vote, when you can vote, who is on the ballot, and what to expect in the upcoming general election this fall. From the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, this is a bonus episode of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Hello and welcome into Mind Your Business. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. This program each week presented by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. It's one of two this week as well. Go check out our episode on the Northern Peaks State Trail with Jordan Sellers of Blue Ridge Conservancy, which dropped on Thursday, February 22nd. I feel like this episode needs some special music. It's like election coverage. Decision 2024. Whatever you want to call it. We've got the election scoop for you coming up here in just a moment. We do thank you for the downloads and subscriptions and remind you to subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts. We'll bring you the business news that you can use from the mountains of Northwest North Carolina. I'm going to be brief here and say this. It is time to vote. The primary election in North Carolina is March 5th. The general election is coming up in November. You might have seen an ad or two here over the last few months, as there are a few folks running for president of these United States. We are fortunate to have a wonderful relationship with the Watauga County Board of Elections and work with them regularly to communicate early voting details, polling place locations, voter registration information, and their needs for volunteers at various polling places, among other topics. Election integrity is something that we are talking about now more than ever, and that will be one of the first things we address with Matt Snyder. He is Watauga County's director of the Board of Elections. Please make sure that you take note of voter ID rules, which are relatively new, especially considering the likely turnout that we'll see in our area in both the primary and general elections. And if you did not vote in last year's Town of Boone Council race, you might not know about these new rules. So again, pay attention. We'll also hear some details about changes to the Watauga County districts for county commissioner. That will get more attention as we move into the fall because there are no primary races that impact that particular elected position. But still, plenty for you to digest. There is also one race that appears on all ballots in this year's primary, regardless of party or whether you're independent. It's on there for everybody. And Matt Snyder will tell you a little bit more about that. Simply said, decisions are made by people that show up. Do your part and let your voice be heard. Quickly, we remind you that Appalachian Commercial Real Estate solves simple and complex commercial real estate problems in and around the Boone area and beyond. Whether you own or lease commercial real estate, regardless of the type of property, have an advocate on your side, along with experience and expertise to assist you and your business. For more information, check out their website, AppalachianCRE.com. Again, thanks to James Milner and crew for sponsoring this program each and every week. All right, let's get to it. Matt Snyder is the director of the Watauga County Board of Elections and joins us for this very special bonus episode of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Again, today we are pleased to be joined by Matt Snyder, the director of the Watauga County Board of Elections, talking all things voting. Of course, the early voting window is open. More on that in a moment. But Matt, I know that you have been going around to anybody that will listen pretty much here over the last few weeks to bring up what is a very real change to the voting process this year, and that is the inclusion of the photo ID. Can you give us a little bit of background on that and what people can bring to the polls to make sure that they have the required documentation to vote?
Certainly. Well, thank you for having me, David. It's always great to be able to get the word out about voting. It's a really important part of our country and everything we do. Folks who haven't heard, photo ID is now required. That started in the municipal elections last fall, but this will be the first time a lot of folks around the county have had to show a photo ID when they come vote. The great thing is that most people have an acceptable ID with them. So that can be a North Carolina driver's license, which is what most people show. That can be expired up to a year and still be valid for photo ID purposes. And for voters that are a little bit older and maybe their driver's license expired, as long as it was valid when they were 65, they can still use that as a valid photo ID. For the campus community, the student and staff and faculty IDs at Appalachian State University have all been approved by the state board. So all of those are acceptable as IDs as well. Then there are things like passports, which are acceptable. But the big thing for people to remember is that even if you don't have one of these types of acceptable IDs, you'll still be allowed to vote. You'd have to vote a provisional ballot. And there is what we call a photo ID exception form you'll be asked to complete stating what prevented you from showing a photo ID when you came to vote. So really, I hope this doesn't keep anybody from coming out and voting. There should be an acceptable ID for everyone. And worst case scenario, if you want to come by the Board of Elections office, we can make free photo IDs for voters that are already registered, so they could use that as well. So hopefully nothing's keeping people from coming out to vote this year.
Well, and the good news is you got a primary election to get this new process under your belt before the general a little bit later on this fall. Can you tell us as a snapshot, as we record this on Tuesday, February 20th, what is voter turnout looking like so far for the early voting and understanding that all primaries and each individual community can be a little bit different? Seems like everybody's got something to vote for this time around here in Watauga County.
Yeah, they really do. So obviously, I'd love our numbers to be higher. It's been very steady around the county, but a little slower start than we had hoped for. But yeah, something important for everybody to understand. In Watauga County, we have more registered unaffiliated voters than any other group of voters. And for those folks, they have the choice of any of the four ballots that we have. We have a Democratic ballot, a Republican ballot, a Libertarian ballot, and then we have a what we call a nonpartisan ballot, which only has the Board of Education race on it. So if you are registered in the Green Party or the No Labels Party, you are still eligible to vote the nonpartisan ballot with the Board of Education race. So unlike a lot of counties in the state, in Watauga, everybody's got a ballot to vote. So we hope that brings people out and allows them to cast their ballots this year.
We know the early voting process is open right now. Can you tell us about what the time constraints around that are and how many sites you've got in the county for early voting to take place?
Certainly. Well, we're really grateful to our county commissioners and board and county manager. We have more early voting sites and hours per voter than any other county in the state. So we have 6 early voting sites around the county. We have one at the county administration building, one at the Plemons Student Union. Those are our 2 sites in Boone. And then we've tried to put them around the county. So there's one at the Blowing Rock American Legion building. There's one at the Deep Gap Fire Department, one at the Meat Camp Fire Department, and one at the Western Watauga Community Center. So hopefully, no matter where you are in the county, you're only about a 10-minute drive from one of the early voting sites. And this is the time to vote. If you've made any changes to your address, where you live, it's easy to update it during early voting. You are not allowed to change your party affiliation at this point. But anything else you can update. And if you're not registered to vote, you can use same-day registration at any of these sites. All you've got to do is bring some proof of residence within the last 30 to 90 days that you'll be asked to show. So we've tried to make it, and the board's tried to make it as easy and accessible for every person in Watauga County to get out and vote. And we hope folks take advantage of that because we've got a great run of weather. Election day looks good for now, but forecast 2 weeks out can always change. So I highly encourage people to get out and enjoy some sunshine and take a short trip to an early voting site close to you.
Let us stop right there and take a quick break. More of our chat with Matt Snyder of the Watauga County Board of Elections still to come after this word from our sponsor.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Matt, I know you've done a great job over the years of outlining all of the steps that you and your staff take throughout the year to preserve the integrity of the election process. I know that that's probably a heightened and more sensitive topic than we wish that it was at this point in time in our democracy. But nevertheless, those checks and balances are there. Could you kind of give us some indication of what it is that you do to make sure that all sites are compliant with technology, with the way that elections must be run? And then I'm sure that there are also some bad actors out there spreading some information that might not necessarily be accurate about what to expect at sites. What have you seen on that front?
Well, that is a concern, right? Going into 2020, one of our big concerns was cybersecurity, and that's people outside the U.S. and maybe inside the U.S. trying to take down websites and create a little havoc during the election time. Well, then 2020 came around and we shifted to COVID, but we've never lost that focus on election security and integrity. So the things we do is we're actually considered critical infrastructure by the Department of Homeland Security. So we have a good relationship with them and a set of standards we have to keep up. Our IT department does a great job in making sure that bad actors are blocked and things like that to prevent us from being attacked. We're always on the lookout for spam, you know, malware, things like that. We test our equipment with bipartisan teams before every election to make sure that the printing of the ballots was correct and that our coding on our equipment works. We have worked with our local law enforcement and emergency management professionals just to get down and talk one day, and then came back a week later to do a tabletop exercise with the North Carolina Emergency Management and State Board of Elections. So we're always looking out to keep our voters safe, to keep our elections secure from outside interference. And we check our numbers constantly, daily at the sites. And then on election night, we're always checking numbers as they make their way from our office to the State Board of Elections public website. But one of the things this year we're a little concerned about is what they call mis, dis, and malinformation. And that's people who are going to use the internet to try to trick people and mislead them into thinking something big has changed. And that seems to be a concern across the country. So we want to make sure people know that, look, our rules are set for this election, for this primary. Nothing's going to change. Our sites aren't going to change. So if in the event that there is some major development, we will work with our trusted local media partners to get the word out. So if you see or hear something on the internet or somewhere else that causes you to question what's going on with elections, please call our office, 828-265-8061. Alert us to that so that we can check into it. But in general, trust your local media sources for your information on elections. A lot of folks out there want to try to trick or confuse you, but we are set. The ballots are set. We're all systems go for election day and early voting. So as far as I can tell, nothing's going to change between now and March 5th.
You know, one thing is, as we look forward to the general election, I think this will become a little bit more of a focal point here in Watauga County, and that is some changes to the districts for Watauga County commissioner races, and there's some complexities there. Can you kind of give us a rundown as to what led to that and what people should check in terms of who they're voting for those commission races, because the commissioner that represents you now might not be the one that represents you in that election come fall. Is that correct?
That is. So this began and at the state legislative level, and I guess we got word of this sometime in late October, I think, or mid to late October, that this law had passed. So in the past, candidates for the county commissioner needed to live in one of our five districts, but everybody in the county voted for them. What has changed now is the candidate still must be from the district they wish to represent, but now only the voters in that district vote for those candidates. So it is a little bit different. And so what they are kind of required to do is to break the county into mostly five equal parts. Whereas before, some of the districts had a lot more population maybe than others, but now because it's a representative election, it's got to be about the same number of voters in each part of the county for their county commissioner candidates. And yes, they will just vote for the commissioner from their district. So it is a little bit different. There are none of those contests on the ballot in the primary. First time you will see this will be in the fall election. And so your precinct, if you vote on election day, will only have a ballot with your candidates on it from that district. And early voting will have all the different ballot styles, so anyone can vote anywhere. But yeah, it is a change for Watauga County.
And as you set that change forward, I would imagine that there are some provisions in there to make sure that that board rotation exists in a way that is pretty consistent with the way elections work now, meaning that all members can't get voted out in the same year, that there's some consistency there. Is that the same case with the county commission election that we'll see in the general?
It is. Thank you. One of the other big changes is now all commissioners are elected to 4-year terms. So this fall, we will have 3 of the commission seats up for election. They will be elected to 4-year terms. And then in 2026, 2 of the commission seats will be up for election, and they also will be elected to 4-year terms. So in the past, it had been the top 2 vote getters were elected to 4-year terms. The 3rd place vote getter got a 2-year term. So now it's more consistent, 4 years for everybody, just sets the election years every 2 years.
Matt, I know that you and your staff work all year for these months, these windows of time, early voting, and then the general election coming up in the fall. If you could end this conversation today by imparting some, words of security to folks or words that may knock down any anxieties about the process, be that access, bad actors, what have you, what would you say to the people about these upcoming election windows that we've got and their ability to cast the vote for the candidates that they choose?
Well, and you're right. We work a long time to make sure everything is ready once the polls open and people start to vote. So we're constantly checking our equipment. We're checking against any interference or any big changes that might happen. We've trained our poll workers up to 20 hours of training to learn a lot of the new procedures and statutes that we're following. We have great reporting from our sites, and we update the data throughout the day, every day, and send that information out every night. We take it very seriously. We understand that there's a lot of people that would like to interfere in our elections in one way or another, and our goal is to never let that happen. It is one of the basic tenets of our country is that we all have free and fair elections, and our board is committed to that. The staff here is committed to that, and the wonderful people that live in our community that come to work for us for a few days every couple of years are passionate about that, and they take it seriously. So your friends and neighbors are involved in this election. You can always ask them if they're an election official to tell you a little bit about some of behind the scenes thing and some of the training they go through. But I feel very confident that our elections will happen, that they will be accurate, and that they will be fair, and that they will be secure. And so that whatever the results are the results. So we just want everybody to get out and vote and take advantage of all the preparation we've been putting in for the last several months.
Matt, I'd be remiss to not ask you about the volunteer opportunities. I know you mentioned that just a second ago. Are there still ways that people can contact your office if they do have time and would like to volunteer either now or later in the fall?
Yes, well, I think we're fairly crewed up for this go around, but in the fall, we're definitely going to need some more help. So these are paid positions for early voting and election day, which is always nice. You get paid for training and working. And we do provide the training if you're not familiar with elections about all the things you would need to know. Call our office 828-265-8061 and ask to speak to Matt or Brad, and we will go ahead and get your information and get you on the list for this fall. And then we'll start training in late September for the November election.
Well, excellent information as always, Matt, and we look forward to catching up with you again before the general election later this fall to get any updates on any of the process going into a presidential election, and certainly a lot of volume through your office, I'm sure, as you count those ballots on election day. So thanks for your time. Thanks for all you do for our community. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks very much, David.
That does it for this episode of Mind Your Business. Remember to subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out online as well. Boonchamber.com is the place. So long, everybody.